All right, welcome to today's lesson. You know, one of the biggest mistakes people make when it comes to motivating themselves to lose weight and to eat well is they beat themselves up. And they're so hard on themselves trying to create the motivation to get them to take action that eventually they completely destroy their self-esteem and their actual motivation. And so while that may work for a very short period of time, it is not the way to create long-term motivation. In order to create long-term success, you need to start by loving your body. This is the one and only body that you will ever have. So you need to start feeling a sense of love for it. Now, what we're going to do is go through a simple process to help drive this point home. And I want you to start by closing your eyes, relaxing your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, relax your face, take a deep breath in, and let it out. And I want you to imagine your body as if it were a small child that you were caring for. Because in a way, your body is like a small child. It can't make any decisions on its own. It has to live with the decisions that you make for it. And so just as if you were caring for a small child, what foods would you serve them? If that child had made a wrong decision or did something wrong, would you berate them and make them feel as bad as possible, like you may have done to yourself? Or would you support them? Would you be positive? Would you love them in order to show them the correct way? If you were in charge of taking care of this child and nourishing this child, what foods would you serve them? What foods would you want them to eat? And so I want you to think about this for a moment and begin to imagine your body as this small child that you are in charge of. And notice the love you feel, the love you can feel for your body, beginning to appreciate all the wonderful things it does for you, the little things that you overlook, simple things, like being able to see, if you can see, being able to hear, being able to move, having your arms and legs and fingers, if you have them. The little things that you take for granted, I want you to begin to appreciate for a moment and begin to sense and feel this deep love for yourself, realizing that in order to create this change, you're going to work with your body. You and your body are partners in this. And you're going to start from a point from this moment forward where you feel a deep sense of love for your body. Even if you're unhappy with how it looks or you don't like the way that you feel, you realize that it's not your body's fault. And you begin to feel this love for your body the same way you would, the way you would feel if you were caring for a small child. You'll begin to protect it. You'll look out for it. You'll help make the best decisions that you possibly can for that child and for your body. So when you imagine yourself going through your day today and you think of your body as a small child that depends and relies upon your decisions, upon your actions, you can begin to soften up, calm down. Begin to feel this gratitude for this beautiful body that you have and walk down this path of health and nutrition hand in hand with your body, both of you doing it together from a place of love where you love and are grateful for this body that you have. And you can feel a deep sense of love and still want to create some changes. But you can start from this place of love. Don't wait to love your body once something on the outside changes. Don't wait to love your body till you lose weight. Start loving it right now. And just as a small child may misbehave sometimes, that doesn't mean you withhold your love. Those are the times when you need to put more love into the child. And so that's what you're going to do today. Walk around feeling a deep, deep sense of love for this beautiful body that you have. And you'll find that when you feel this much love for your body, you make better decisions. Have a great day. And remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels. I'll talk to you tomorrow.